This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Houston, check in with our good friend John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain. I'm just me and you and a couple other people.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't see any movement in my subdivision this morning. Usually there's when I get up to do the show here, I come out and sit in my truck, and there's a few neighbors that, you know, they go to work and they get up, and but they're not moving this morning. Maybe they're off. I don't know. But it's just, you know, it's a pretty good morning. Might should have been out there getting ready to go fishing, but I don't know. We had a couple of rain showers this week, and I don't know. We got a tournament tomorrow, but I think we're just going to go fishing. You know, just the heck with pre-fishing. Like I was saying the other day, we don't do a lot of pre-fishing. We go out and look at some water, you know, but it's all going to be off color, so we're just going to go fishing.
Well,
we catch them, we do. We don't.
Pretty normal for Lake Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
Air clear water is not in the picture of Lake Houston.
No, I talk to people all the time about the lake, and, you know, that's what's good about the show. And, you know, I know some of the other, you know, some of the guides and stuff, they get phone calls, and I get quite a few, but a lot of them are, you know, new people, haven't been out on the lake, and they want to know where to go and how to run and, you know, the lake and stuff like that. And, you know, I always tell everybody, you know, don't get discouraged just because you go out there and you go, oh, my God, this is a mud hole,
You
know. It's not Conroe, and it's not Rayburn or Toledo Bend, but, you know, there is some fish in there, and you can catch them, even though the water's off color. But, you just got to, you just got to get out there and fish it and learn the lake, you know. So it's like, you know, anything, you know, I traveled and fished for years and, you know, show up at some of these lakes and, you know, just, I remember the first time I showed up at Table Rock, it's like, oh my God, what am I doing here? you know. You're fishing 60 to 80 foot, you know, bluffs, you know, and
right.
You know, I'm an old, you know, I'm used to 3 and 4 foot of, you know, water, but you know, I try to tell everybody just go out there and pick you an area and fish it and, you know, learn the lake, how to run it. And, you know, that's just the best thing to do, you know, until you get it figured out. But, and a lot of times even, you know, I mean, I've been fishing that lake for, God, I don't know, over 40 years. And, you know, there's stuff, you know, that lake changes, you know, water level and all that, you know, and it silts in quite a bit. But, you know, you just got to get out there and run it and go fish it. And, you know, if you want to catch you some catfish, they're still, that seems to be the biggest thing right now is, you know, people are out there catfishing.
Yes.
And they're catching them on those bulkheads. You know, they're just running the bulkheads and they take a cast net and, you know, they're just casting the cast net there around the boat ramp at Lake Houston Marina or right there underneath the bridge at 1960. And they go on, you know, and just hit some bulkheads. There's some good bulkhead, you know, the fish seem to be moving farther south from, you know, all the reports I'm getting. They're running the bulkheads, you know, still a little bit of shad spawn going on, but those catfish are running those bulkheads on the east side of the lake down,
yeah.
You know, get past the, you know, past the railroad track down there, and you'll catch them, you know, just, you know, you can just float down those bulkheads and, you know, where you catch one, stop and fish, you know. Like with any other fishing, you know, you catch one, stop and fish, you probably catch two or three more, you know.
Yeah, white bass fishing ought to be starting to get going up there, huh?
It, you know, we had a tournament the other day, and one of the guys was saying he had caught, he said they probably caught 15 or 20 white bass throwing a little small crankbait,
right?
You know, around the boat docks and stuff. So yeah, they ought to be getting, you know, right there.
Yeah, I know Livingston's, you know, on fire with it, Richland Chambers, you know, all the white bass lakes,
yep,
are starting to nuke them pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I like to go out there and I fish, you know, I'll fish around the railroad tracks, those columns,
right,
underneath the, you know, 1960 bridge, and, you know, I think they're still, I know the guys that caught them, they caught them in 6 to 8 foot of water. They, you know, they were, you know, out trying to catch some bass on the old tram that crossed there. So, you know, you can catch them out there. You gotta have, you know, if you're going to fish that old tram, you gotta have you pretty good little depth finder, you know, just stay on top of that tram and fish the sides of it. You know, it goes all the way across the lake. So, you know, you get out there and find it and fish it. And a lot of times you'll catch you some good bass out there doing that too. But
sure.
I haven't fished it yet. I usually wait a little bit later in the summer. You know, that is a little bit deeper, you know, and those fish will get out there on some of those old bridge columns. You can't see them, you know, but there's 7 or 8 of them out there. And, you know, I've got them all marked on GPS and just run out there and fish those columns. And I've seen the time where you pull up there, man, and you'll catch a limit pretty quick, you know, and then I've seen the time where you fish for an hour and don't get a bite.
Right.
So, but it's all good. I mean, we're going to fish tomorrow and see if we can win a little money and play the game the next week, you know. That's what we're going to do. But yeah, you know, y'all were talking about the weather a while ago. You know, I know Memorial Day, I heard a couple little horror stories out at the lake. You know,
I bet.
People get out there, they pack up the boat and the kids and head out, you know, and, you know, you gotta kind of watch that weather a little bit, you know, before you go out like that. You know, because you can get stuck or stranded out there, or you could have a really bad day, you know, any of these area lakes like that.
Well, that wall of wind that hit Memorial Day, that it was packing some, you know, 85, 87 mile an hour winds in it. And then the one that night, yep, you know, that came in the early in the morning on, you know, Tuesday, I saw where Kingwood had like 102 mile an hour wind gust up that way. So that's nasty.
Yep. I know it, you know, it blew here. I mean, I live south of Kingwood, but, you know, it blew here pretty good. And, you know, I'm in one of the older subdivisions. We got a lot of trees. And,
yeah, buddy,
you know, just about every one of the driveways had a little pile of tree limbs in there stacked by the road, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, there, I didn't, you know, lose any, but, you know, it shook them up pretty good.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, as always, you know, I've had weather, you know, come in on me and, you know, out fishing or hunting, and, you know, I've had good days, and then I've had bad days. You know, it's hard to predict that weather like that, you know. You just got to go, but you do need to pay attention to it, you know. I know my brother had gone up to Conroe Memorial Day fishing, and they were off the water by 10 or 10:30, you know, because it got bad, you know. But, you know, you just got to pay attention. And I've got an alert on my phone that'll come up, and I pay attention to it, you know. So,
well, this day and age with these phones and the technology we have, you see some dark sky to your north or whatever,
yeah,
direction, but, you know, coming out of the north or the west, that's the bad ones. Oh, that's the wind events. You just,
yeah,
hey, go to your radar. It's real simple.
And yeah, then, yeah. I mean,
start
you can
that
pull
engine
it up
head
in a heartbeat.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Get to the dock.
Yeah.
Seek,
yeah,
shelter.
Yeah, you know, I look at the weather a lot with work going on and, you know, stuff like that. And I was looking yesterday, and, you know, there's a big prediction of a major, you know, could be something major come down between the 6th and the 9th. Of June, you know, yeah, which is next week. You know, it could hit the coast of Texas and run up the coast, or go a little bit more south and, you know, hit Florida, you know, down through there.
Right.
But, you know, and that Saharan dust that you were talking about, you know, coming in, and, you know, hey, at least we'll have something to blame why we didn't catch any fish. You know, I mean, that Sierra and dust, you know, man, that causes me not to catch a lot of fish. But, you know, just joking. But
hazy days.
Hey, we're blaming on something. We're blaming on something, right?
True.
You know, it's not us. It's the weather, you know, or the bait. I don't know. But it's all good. We're gonna go anyhow. We went up to the deer lease last weekend, and I'll send you a video or a couple little videos. I took a 5-year-old grandson, and, man, he had a ball catching some big old brim there off the pier. At the, they got a a small lake there where we hunt at, and a lot of fish in it. And I stopped and got him a little box of night crawlers and a cork and a hook. And, man, he wore them brim out. And he caught a few bass, too, you know, while he was catching those brim. But he was so excited catching them, you know, brim. I should have kept a few, but I didn't. We threw them all back, and I didn't want to worry about cleaning them and all that stuff. So, you know, that's some pretty good eating, those brim.
Yeah, they like really are. It's that time of year, too. You know, the brim are fixed to start spawning, and that's good to get kids started out on, little kids with a little cork and worm under it, and let them figure out fishing on their own.
Yeah. Well, we've caught fish, you know, or hooked fish, and then let him reel them in. That's how I started with my granddaughter, you know, but I throw his line out for him and tell him to watch his cork, you know, and that cork go under, and, you know, he'd just start reeling them. I didn't tell him to jerk or anything, you know, he'd just start reeling them. You know, he was wearing them out. He had a ball doing that.
Yeah.
So.
All right, John, I got to run, my friend. If somebody wants to call you, give them your number.
Sure, they can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend, John.
All right.
See you, man.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, later. All right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast, and they're by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. They're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and their archives so you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing, for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com. AutoNation.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Texas City Way to the dike, to be exact, and check in with our good friend, Mr. David Fremont. See what he's up to. Boyd's One Stop. David, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's up? Not the wind.
It's like somebody flipped a switch.
How about that?
people are rolling out here. The boats are heading out. The ramps are getting full. It's a nice morning. Very light winds. The refineries are making clouds. The heat coming up off the stacks when I was heading into Texas City, they were straight up. We got just a slight kick out of the south southeast right now to kind of bend them over a little bit, but they've been making clouds all morning. It's just everything.
Well, the fishermen deserve a break, man. I hope everybody catches tons of fish today.
If they don't catch fish, it's not going to be your weather's fault. You'll have to blame it on something else.
That's it.
Because the conditions are good. I did notice, I rode out to the end, and coming back, I did notice in a few spots where I could see the water good, and the tide seems to be out.
Yeah.
As we speak.
We got a rip snorter incoming this morning.
Well, that must explain why there's so much shoreline exposed right now. It's going to turn around and come right on back in. It'll bring them finger mullet right up to the edge, and there'll be some fish getting full. Things are nice, and it's getting exciting out here on the dike. It didn't take too much for me to get excited, but the Southeast Texas. I'll try it again. The Southeast Texas Sport Fishing Association has got their tournament kicking off today, and they've got their trailers and the little canopies up. The city helps out with that. I saw them putting some of that stuff up yesterday, but it's all decked out and ready to go. They're, I'm sure, excited about it. I think it's the 53rd year, Mickey, and it's an organization that's always involved with helping folks. And so that's always good. And Boyd's has been involved with it for many years, as we have with Tackle Time. That's the two big tournaments here, as far as I'm concerned, that is held on the Texas City Dike. So this whole week will be kind of a cool deal. They do go out and they catch some big fish, and they'll bring some of those big stingray in and weigh those things and then ease them right on back in the water. I was thinking there's no way they're going to make it, but those fish get weighed and put back in, and some of them are, good grief, they're way bigger than a car hood or a truck hood. Just some big rays that they catch. And
people don't realize how many big giant rays we got like that around here.
Oh man, they're magic carpets under the water. They just,
Lord.
When you're wade fishing, you don't even want to think about it, but it's them little boogers that'll get you and pop that tail up and get you in the ankle.
Yeah, little landmines.
Ooh,
Lord.
You ain't kidding. Yeah, but, it's casualties of war to get out there and have fun, you know. It's a good deal, though. I think it's going to be great for waders today as well. Just got good conditions, and like you said, if there's going to be some tidal movement, it's all there. I think the cleaning tables are going to get scaly and slimy, and who knows what on the couple of fish that they're allowed to keep. But right. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be good.
So you this were talking tournament about, is a lot of different species that are weighed in, you know, and draw.
Yeah, them. Yeah, yeah. They got sharks, rays. They got it all. They got, and then they got the inshore fish as well. It's quite a few different ones. I was parked right over by the scoreboard, and then that was where the list of stuff was. It's the same mm-hmm. spot Tackle Time has theirs, and I should have took a peek at it to remember, but yeah, they got the kingfish and all that stuff. One of the long-standing members, Captain David Anderson, passed away several months ago, and that was a shocker. Hated to see that. I went to school with him. He was right about our age, Mickey, and involved with them for many years. A great guy, good fisherman, and so I think they're probably going to be really thinking about him a lot this year, and probably have some kind of recognition for Captain David. He was a good cat. But like I say, it's this week. Boyd has tickets if you want to sign up and do it. A whole bunch of places has it. Old Lee's Bait Camp across from us, and then in Galveston there's several spots. And so it's a big thing. A lot of folks like to participate and support that group, and they're a good bunch of guys. So, but anyway, that's just another thing to look at. When folks come on, they can pull over here and check them out at the weigh station and see if they're hoisting up one of them big rays or whatever other fish come in to get weighed in. But looking forward to that. You know, you mentioned about I like listening to y'all as always, but you're talking about the moon phases and how it affects fishing, and it just affects so many things, Mickey, as you well know. It's just I remember when I was just a little kid, my dad would tell me, he said, you know, there's days, depending on the moon, I'll be in there watching him shave.
Yeah.
and he'd say there's days of the moon when if I cut myself shaving, I'll bleed a whole lot more than I will. And I said, well, show me, Dad. But it was, but you know, he was just making a point that the moon plays an effect. And come like 30 or 40 years later, I was over where my brother lives, and there was a guy that raised fighting chickens. He says the same thing in regards to the moon phase and the effect it has. He says these fighting chickens that he raises, he says, when I cut the combs off of them, you have to do that in order to, when you fight those chickens, if they get hit with a barb up there around that comb, they'll bleed to death. He said, but if I cut these combs off when the moon's wrong, the chicken won't ever make it. He said, but
bleed out.
I cut these things off when it's right, put a little alum on that, on where he cut that comb off, and away they went, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But the moon has a big effect on everything. Farming, you name it.
You can tell when it's full moon when you don't even know it is. You can tell by the way people drive and the way people act. It affects everybody.
But it seems like some of my better night fishing even has been when just before the full moon.
Yes.
Like it was pretty good. Not so much for floundering. It seemed like floundering, I always liked complete dark conditions with no moon, but it seemed like right. You could even see the fish better then. But anyway, it's all about fishing and Mother Nature and how what affects the other. But it's looking good out here, Mickey. That's all I got to say.
How's your bait situation at Boyd? Y'all got plenty of bait for the weekend?
You know, I swung by there and went in there and visited with Alberto a few minutes. He's busy. He had several guides picking up stuff, and he's got a bunch of them slimy croakers, Mickey.
Super slimy powerhouse croakers, baby.
That's the ones. That's the ones.
They got boxing gloves on them. They ready to fight.
And these things come from way down there, not as far as where Captain Barrera is, but on down the coast. And they're hand-picked and ship them up here and get those things all lined out and get them in our conditioned water and 100% oxygen. Them things they're chomping at the bit to get out there and serve their fishermen and give them a big old speckled trout in return.
Steroid croakers.
Yeah. And live shrimp, Mickey, we got quite a bit. Oh, Captain Donnie's been bringing in some real nice shrimp. We got kind of a variety of size today. You got some bigger ones mixed in with some smaller ones. They're getting in between hatches or whatever, and season's open, and there's some nice shrimp being caught. I went out there and visited Donnie out there at the boat dock yesterday afternoon, right at noontime, and he was coming in with a fresh load alive, and then I know they'll be getting it here because it's going to be busy. Got to have a lot of fishermen out here, so he's probably going to be... Well, he wasn't out there as I passed by just now, but there was a few other boats at the other dock that were going out, so it's going to be nice. We've got a lot of things going on. I think the crawfish season definitely is winding down. I don't even have a report on what we've got for today, but I will in a little while, and we'll post that on Facebook on our page. But it's been a good one. We're not going to complain when things get too hot and they finish up. We'll be thankful for this year and look forward to the next.
Far cry from last year, I can tell you that.
Been a bad year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, somebody wants to come down to Boys, give them some info, how to find you, and phone number to call.
Boys One Stop, as always, 227 Dyke Road, 409-945-4001. Been hanging around here since about 1969.
Yeah.
And looking forward
to
serving
Texas City Dave, baby.
Well, the old Boyd's has been a fixture for a lot of years on the dike, and
forever.
And hopefully hang around a few more before it's all said and done. But anyway, we appreciate our customers. Guarantee
you
that.
You do.
And
y'all do a great job, and I think you'll be there for a long time, long after I'm gone.
We hope so. Mickey, thank you. It's been a good morning. Nice visiting with you. I think I talked myself right into the corner, but appreciate
Likewise.
It.
Likewise. All right, Dave. Hey, have a good weekend. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you now.
See you now. Later. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters, they've got it all there. Bring your friends, family, and clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget, so if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch, well, they can sleep large groups of up to 40 and hosted events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at rustyhookranch.com. That's rustyhookranch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Already final segment, and no better way to end it than with Captain Steve Hillman. Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Fixing to go get involved in this goat show out here.
Oh, boy.
A couple of corporate tournaments today, and I got to the ramp at 5 o'clock, and I just got the boat in the water about 10 minutes ago.
Goodness.
I haven't seen this many boats since last year.
Hey, man, it's fishing season.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for it to be over. I'm ready for summer to be over.
And it's calm.
It is. Well, you know, at least everybody's spread out, hopefully. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of monkey see, monkey do stuff going on right now.
I bet there is.
I left yesterday. We got on them like right out of the box, and I was at Haley Matthews, Chris Sizemore, and we left the trout shoot, man, like at 6:40, something like that, and we decided to go red fishing. You know, I've been catching a few reds, and man, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't get a spot. It was nuts. I saw boats in places that I haven't seen boats in like 2 years. So I don't know what was up with that. But we ended up doing good on trout. It's been a really good stretch, man. You know, fished last Friday. We drifted. Had Jim LeBlanc and his guy Joe, and we caught 31 trout. You know, I hadn't caught a trout over 20 inches, I told you last Friday, in over a week. Well, we caught 9 over 20 on Friday.
Right.
And I mean, they're all – and I'm fishing some of the same areas. They just makes you wonder if those fish were there the whole time. They just move in. I don't know. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But we had some really, really good fish. And then caught a couple flounder. Couldn't get any reds. And then I took, I took a 3-day weekend because of the holiday, and then started back Tuesday, and it was blowing. You know, it was blowing like, I think it was gusting to 32 when we put the boat in at like almost 10 o'clock. We had all the storms Tuesday morning,
mm-hmm.
and had Kyle Murphy, his buddy Nick, and man, when I put the anchor out, we were wade fishing. When I put the anchor out, we could see them slicking on this little piece of shell I've been fishing. And we walked over and started catching them. I mean, it's like everything's been like right on cue. It's been perfect. But we ended up catching, we caught 30 trout. We fished four different areas and, you know, wading different bio drains, grass lines, guts, little bit of shell. Everywhere we jumped out, there's a little bit of live oyster. You know, if there was one common theme, that would be it.
Yeah.
And they were slicking, man. They were slicking like crazy. It just made it really easy. And then we've been catching a lot of weird stuff. hooked up a couple of giant stingrays. Kyle caught a giant gar. it's been between the stingrays and the gar and the bull sharks and the dolphins, sea turtles. It's like SeaWorld out here.
Right.
Every week. I told you the other day we were drifting and I just had two guys that day and we were turning everything loose. It's like me and Kyle and his buddy the other day, we didn't keep anything. He kept one flounder is all he kept, but we were turning everything loose, man. We were drifting that day and the dolphins got around my boat and I hate to say it, but man, I think we let go 26 trout, and I promise you the dolphins ate 20 of them.
Yeah,
I mean, and we couldn't get away from them.
Feeding the local wildlife.
Oh, it's crazy, man. And then a lot of the fish we're catching, some of the ones we caught yesterday, got those Freddy Krueger, you know,
scratch marks on them, scarred up from the jaws of a dolphin.
Uh-huh. But now then that was Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Tuesday the storms came through early, and then Wednesday the hourly showed the storms coming through at like 11. Well, they hit about 9:30 when they hit us. But we got on them good right out of the box. Caught some really good fish that morning, drifting. Doug Brock and his guys, and then Wednesday and yesterday, like I said, I had Haley and Chris, and we went. I mean, I'll just tell you what we did. We put in at top water. I ended up in the Galveston Channel, and I fished up everywhere. I fished everywhere in between, and we literally caught some fish everywhere. And we were coming in, and we're all BSing, you know. And I said, "Man, this tied my best day for the year with 52 trout, 52 keeper trout, you know, legal trout." And Sizemore says, "Well, shoot, we can't just tie, you know, we've got to beat it." And so we made one more stop and I caught one about 4.5 pounds. I said, okay, got a new season high, but
new PB.
It was good.
Yeah. You got to get that PB, man.
Oh yeah. But now a lot of good fish. We had 5 or 6 over 20 yesterday, but it's just it's amazing how I'm running the same traps that I've been running for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And man, these don't look like tide runners. Now some of the fish I'm catching are 100% tide runners, but the last few days, man, they're fatter, they're darker fish. They sure look like resident fish. You know, my question
Riley's
is when
up my way.
Where do they come from? Well, maybe so.
Probably from up my way. I tell you.
But I don't know. I mean, the river's down to what, 15,000 CFS?
Yeah, but like I mean
that's still pumping pretty good, and it was 48,000.
I look forward to come on up with all these rain events we've been getting in that watershed, you know, one
right
after another. You got another wall coming at you this morning.
Another wall of what?
Storms.
Fresh water? Oh,
storms.
This morning, really?
Yeah, keep an eye to the north and the west, buddy, because it's on radar.
Really?
It looks like 9 or 10 o'clock ETA here. You know,
boy.
Yeah.
Where is it at right now?
It's, let's see. Let me zoom in here. It's, right now it's, San Marcos, New Bronzeville's to College Station. And then, well, about 7 o'clock, it'll be from Victoria to just above Sugar Land in the Woodlands.
Gotcha. Wow. Hmm.
It kind of disorganized in the middle. It's, you know, up above the Woodlands, it's got a big break in it, but it's this thing's moving enough east that I don't think we can avoid it, but all up around Tyler and Longview, all that Shreveport, but it's got a break in the middle of it. That'd be nice if it just go around us.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of the forecast anymore. I swear it changes like...
I know. Well, Galveston forecast this morning was 70%.
See, I saw 20.
Yeah, well, that's what it was yesterday.
I saw it. Oh, I didn't look at it this morning. Before I went to bed last night, I saw 20%.
Yeah, that's what I saw, too. But
crazy.
Let me see if they revised it. I'll hit Galveston again here. And 50% now. See, if you don't like it 1 hour, you can switch over to the next hour, and it'll...
Nah, it's horrible.
It went from 70 last hour to 50 this hour, so...
Jeez. Like they poke their head out the window, whatever it looks like. That's what.
Yeah, now the wind direction is northeast 5 to 10. It was south-southeast 5 to 10.
Wow. Yeah, it's almost due north right here.
Yeah.
But no, man, I tell you, it's been a really good run. It's been a good May, you know, despite the wind and everything else. I've had just enough waders to, you know, to tough out the windy days and still catch a few. And then I've been real lucky on my drifting trips. It's been fairly, you know, manageable. Had a couple of calm days, maybe only a couple of calm days mixed in, but and catch them all over the complex. It's honestly, and you know me, man, I tell it like it is. It's probably, to me, this is some of the best fishing I've seen since before the floods from Harvey from 2017. Yeah. And starting to see more age classes of trout, which is, you know, really,
well, that's what we're trying
really
to rebuild
important.
With these limits and restrictions and everything that we have. We're trying to create that. I mean,
yep.
Man, when Harvey hit in 2017, that what was that, in August?
That was the end of August, like August 28, 27,
yeah, it was late August. And, I mean, that was the last tide out. I mean, we lost all our age classes of fish. We just had to start all over, man.
That was ground zero. That was ground zero almost 8 years ago, and you're exactly right. We started over, but you know, we still need habitat help and all that kind of stuff in our system. But it sure appears from where I'm sitting, not just me. You know, I talked to James and a few other guys, and they're all seeing the same thing. And we're all fishing different areas. So I mean, knock on wood, it looks good from where I'm standing right now. You know, I mean, compared to what it has been anyway. But now everything. We caught a few on top water. Kyle caught a few on some kind of twitch bait the other day. I don't even know what it was he was throwing. But yesterday, most of the bigger fish were on Little John XLs. The I can never remember what it's called. Blue Moon. With the
once in a blue moon, baby.
Yeah, but what's the deal? Last couple of days, the water has started out kind of dirty. We had all that rain and a lot of current, tons of incoming tide. I mean, just real high velocity, you're stirring up everything. It's been really off color, and then when the tide settles out and the sun comes out, that water gets pretty green, and the tide's been running about an hour and a half later than what it's supposed to. Like yesterday, I mean, I was in the Galveston Channel at I don't know what time it was. It was 9 o'clock, and the tide was supposed to be peaked out over there. And it was still screaming in. Around 10:15, it slowed down. The water greened up, and the fish started eating pretty good. But we're starting out with dark colors, Texas roach. If there's a decent hint of green in the water, then chicken on a chain, slamming chicken. Slamming chicken's been the number one color by far.
Slamming chicken's always been good. How do you go wrong with that? That's like a purple Little John. You can't miss, man.
You can't. That's what Kyle's buddy the other day, Nick, he was throwing. All he threw was that purple haze Little John, and he caught the crap out of him. That's all he threw. But anyway, when the water gets green, that sun comes on up, I'm switching over to lime truce, and then any kind of, you know, pearl or glow or blue moon color, which is all about the same, and that's working real good. It may not even matter, to be honest, but that's what I'm doing. So, but anyway, they're
catch them on a screwdriver.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I like that saying. Hey, man, they're snapping. You can catch them on a screwdriver today, buddy.
I know, but I've had some days where I needed them eating the gel coat off, and they damn near were, you know, but which is good. But hopefully, it keeps up, man, and keep the calls coming. It's actually, I'm not booked every day this summer like I normally am. I've got a lot of holes to fill for some reason.
Well,
I don't know
what's
going on.
Every guy does. We have so many guides now. I mean, I don't know how anybody could book up anymore.
I know. We need to.
It's like I thought, well, you know, they go to three fish limits, we're going to lose a lot of guides. They're going to, I think it's increased the guide population. Because anybody
can
limit out now, three fish.
I agree with you. I agree, and from
and
what
that's
I'm
what
saying,
everybody's about is the limit thing. They don't, you know.
It's
I've
crazy.
Never seen anything like it in my life.
I know. It's every time it gets lowered, there's still fist bumps and high fives going on. It doesn't even matter. It could be one.
Look at me. I got my three piece this morning by 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah. Got a little three man, a little nine piece.
Hey,
yeah.
I used to cut the key off and start a drift. We didn't get 20 on the first drift. I'd say, hey boys, this is slow.
Isn't
we got to find a better school than this. Now
I know, man.
People sit
know.
All day on one school to catch 20.
I know. But, kind of crazy, but
the bar
things
has
are
been lowered.
Up. It has, but you know, barring any natural disasters, heaven forbid, you know, if we can just keep these fish in the system, man, and reestablish our biomass and our
that's it.
Our base population, and that, especially up your way. I mean, you, Trinity, and all that stuff.
I
y'all
mean, that used to be the nursery grounds
fish.
For the whole bay, and it just flushes them out. That's been going on 10 years now. 2015 is when all this mess started.
I know it. It's been relentless.
It's all right. Every dog has his day. My day's coming.
I think our day's coming soon.
Oh, so. Yeah.
That's what I want to believe.
Every cast.
I don't know about that, but I hope so. That'd be nice.
Well, how about 4-pounders every cast?
That'll
I can
work.
See that.
We can start there, work our way up.
Well, you need to work your way into getting your guys going. I got to run, Steve. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you and fill some of them holes, man.
Yes, sir. 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Watch that sky.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Mickey.
Later. All right.
All right.
All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.